1916, 100 years ago, Ireland. Yeats and O'Casey captured the fervor of a nation, standing up once again to tyrants and declaring to the world their independence. Patriots proclaimed it.
To the people of Ireland, Irish men and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old tradition of nationhood, Ireland, through us, summons her children to her flag and strikes for her freedom.
The Irish Revolution was thousands of years in the making. The Patriots slain in Dublin that Easter Monday in the GPO, and those later executed, were certainly not the first to die for Ireland, nor would they be the last. But their intrepid spirit forever changed our nation.
We declare the right of the people of Ireland to the ownership of Ireland and to the unfettered control of Irish destinies to be sovereign and indefeasible. The long usurpation of that right by a foreign people and government has not extinguished the right, nor can it ever be extinguished except by the destruction of the Irish people. In every generation, the Irish people have asserted their right to national freedom and sovereignty. 6 times during the past 300 years, they have asserted it in arms. Standing on that fundamental right and again asserting it in arms in the face of the world, we hereby proclaim the Irish Republic as a sovereign, independent state. And we pledge our lives and the lives of our comrades in arms to the cause of its freedom, of its welfare, and of its exaltation among the nations.
The rebels were small in number, young and inexperienced in battle, but their mettle was endowed by an old ally.
We place the cause of the Irish Republic under the protection of the Most High God, whose blessing we invoke upon our arms. And we pray that no one who serves that cause will dishonor it by cowardice, inhumanity, or rapine. In this supreme hour, the Irish nation must, by its valor and discipline, and by the readiness of its children to sacrifice themselves for the common good, prove itself worthy of the august destiny to which it is called. Signed on behalf of the Provisional Government, Thomas J. Clark, Sean McDiarmid, Thomas McDonough, P. H. Pierce, Eamon Piant, James Connolly, Joseph Plunkett.
Hibernian Transmedia NFP and I Am Ireland with Paddy Holman present Today in 1916, a once-a-month special report on the historical events in and around the Irish Revolution. May 1916. That was when they started executing everybody, beginning with Patrick Pearse, I think, on May 3rd, right, Paddy?
You know, I think really the British government really got it so wrong, because I suppose they were trying to make such a statement. They were fighting abroad, and then to suddenly this creep upon them, it really was retribution that they went about.
Yeah.
And, you know, killing Pearse, killing McDonough, Clark, and then over time killing others. I mean, the likes of Willie Pearse, I mean,
right,
probably shouldn't have happened at all, but it was just venom at this stage to make a statement to everybody else. But of course, you know, it had the total opposite effect, because
that's what
so many
the
people
the public
then
again
got behind that. And
yeah,
and of course, you know, the outpouring of global revulsion at what was
right
taking place.
It was a sad time, that's for sure, but they gave their lives for Ireland and nobody ever forgot them.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
And it,
and of course, the thing about Pearse, I mean, Pearse would have written about this, you know, this whole sacrificial vision that he had, you know,
yeah,
and, you know, St. Enda's School where he taught. I mean, he even said in a lot of his writings and teachings that, like, this was it, you know, there's there's no going back, you know.
Right.
And, you know, God rest them.
God bless them. That's all we have time for today on Today in 1916. We encourage you to learn more about your Irish history and heritage, particularly during the centennial year. Tune in next month for more historical facts on Today in 1916. And for an entertaining look at the story of Ireland and song through history, you should definitely see Paddy Holman's terrific one-man show, I Am Ireland. You've been listening to Today in 1916, presented by Hibernian Transmedia NFP and the I Am Ireland show with Paddy Holman. Funding for this program was provided by Hibernian Transmedia NFP and the Ireland 2016 Global and Diaspora Fund through the Consulate General of Ireland, Chicago. For more info, please visit HibernianTransmedia.org.
And I dreamt I yet might see our fetters rend in twain, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again.